This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Akron-based First Energy Solutions has filed for bankruptcy just days after announcing it would close two nuclear power plants in Ohio. State Senator John Eklund of Chardon introduced legislation last year that would allow the company to charge customers more to subsidize the plants, which First Energy says it can't compete with lower-priced natural gas. But Eklund has touted the community benefits of the zero-emission plants, as well as the hundreds of jobs they support. But as a capitalist, he says he can understand if they end up simply not being viable in the future.
No business would continue to operate an asset and lose money indefinitely. That's just the hard, cruel reality. I won't like it if that's what it comes to, and I'm going to fight with every ounce of persuasion and advocacy that I can to prevent it from happening.
Opponents say if the plants can't compete on the open market, they should close. Eklund says some of his colleagues may also feel there's no urgency in dealing with the situation as it winds its way through bankruptcy court. Federal health officials are arriving in Stark County today to investigate a series of suicides. A team from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will spend 2 weeks trying to figure out what's behind the high rate of teen deaths. Since last August, 12 teens have committed suicide in a handful of school districts, including Perry, Jackson, and Canton Local. A New York-based consulting firm is joining the Hall of Fame Village Project in Canton. The repository reports M. Klein & Company will give developers advice on strategy and finances. The project recently closed on a bridge loan of up to $100 million. Under the conditions of the loan, the Village Project is required to have a new governance structure. Developers have also paid back millions in outstanding construction costs for Tom Benson Stadium. It's not clear if the consulting firm will be financially invested in future phases of the Village Project. The 50th anniversary of the assassination of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. will be commemorated at Ohio State House this week. The Ohio Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday Commission is holding the public ceremony in the atrium of the State House in Columbus on Wednesday. Speakers include the Reverend Joel L. King Jr., a first cousin of the late civil rights leader. Governor John Kasich returns to New Hampshire this week, what many view as his inevitable 2020 presidential campaign. Within the past month, the state that traditionally hosts the nation's first presidential primary already has had visits from President Donald Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and Arizona Senator Jeff Flake. Kasich's fireside chat tomorrow night at a college near the state capital of Concord is his only public event. Kasich finished second behind Trump in New Hampshire in 2016. A politics institute will conduct a series of interviews with Ohio's six major gubernatorial candidates, which will be live-streamed. The University of Akron's Bliss Institute for Applied Politics says the in-depth interviews are designed to give citizens information they can use ahead of the May 8th primary. The series kicks off Tuesday and runs through April 11th, the day after early voting opens. The interviews will be live-streamed and archived on the university's YouTube channel, the institute's Facebook page, and WKYC-TV's website. This is WKSU.